Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you guys doing today? How are my total killers doing today?
Babies, these are total killers. These are not the nice, sweet little people that you think, okay?
Yes, that's what we are developing, the mental conditioning to become total killers. Total killers to go for what we want with that mindset, that attitude, that aggressiveness, that tenacity, all those mental toughness skills to get what we really want in life. Now, what you want may be different than what I want. I want to do everything I can. And I'm showing up for you every single day to just talk about it. It's just two guys, you and me. We're just talking about our lives. We're talking about the observations. I'm telling you stories that I've gone through, stories that I notice in the news, on social media. Maybe it's the one-on-one coaching clients that I work with every single week. They teach me a lot about life and the journey of life, and I want to come to you every single morning and grab the cheat sheets, so to speak. So I want you to show up live. Again, this is not heavy-duty, step-by-step blueprint information that you see on the internet. If you apply this to your business or to your life, it will take you to the next level, and you're going, I got enough information that I'm not following through with. This is just two guys talking. It's not that heavy stuff, right? It's just getting to think about what we really want in life through bro-to-bro conversation. Hello, Wyatt. Good morning, sir. So glad to have you here. I'm also simulcasting this on my Periscope channel for those of you on Facebook, and that's at Skip LaCour, right? And for those of you on Periscope, I am at Facebook.com. Skip LaCour page, and you know, I put this on my podcast channels, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher. So I'm doing this live. The best thing is to see my energy, see my voice coming to you every single day. Let's become buddies. Let's become workout partners, mental and emotional workout partners every single day. So show up live if you can. Interact like Wyatt did. Tell me where you're from. Let me give you your shout-outs right here at the beginning. Now, more and more, as we get used to this, even though this is 56 days in a row, can you believe this? I've been kind of showing up for you. Just my sincere desire to, you know, help you get more clear. I have so many men coming to me looking for advice, strategies on how to take their life to the next level. For many years, it was as a bodybuilder to build their physique, to get more disciplined with their bodybuilding and training habits, and then through my Manformation program. If you don't know about that, go to manformation.com, confidence in leadership strategy. So over all these years, I've fielded so many questions, concerns, perspectives from men just like you all around the world. And it's just my passion to serve you in some way, any way I can possible. I've had mentors in my life, and if it's a good match, and that's what I want to talk about today, if it's a good match, I want to do everything I can to provide that information, inspiration, that standard way of looking at your life that I was so fortunate to have, right? I want it to be that quote-unquote perfect match for you. Hello, Casey, Master Machine. Hey, I've been following you. You are looking great, man, Casey. I've been following you. I guess we first connected on the bodybuilding.com message boards. Is it getting close to 5 years ago now, 4 years ago? You're really progressing. I've really been noticing you, and your passion for what you're doing is really infectious. You keep it up, man. It's good seeing you. Hello, Andres. Good morning, sir. You're here again, showing up every single day for our MTC. That's what I call it, MTC, Mental Toughness Conditioning. And by what I mean by that, hello, Kareem on Periscope. Long time follower, friend, Kareem. Thank you so much. And what I mean by MTC, mental toughness conditioning, is it's, again, two bros talking. I want to elevate the people in your life that think at a higher level, that drive themselves, expect more out of life. So as I always say, we're the average of the five people we spend the most time with. Whether that's a good thing because we hang out with total killers, winners, or, you know, it's something we need to think about if we always around people who drag us down. They're not ambitious. They're not working hard, right? We have to take responsibility for our environment. So you showing up every single day, you know, I'm doing my best to raise You're average, right? And I love the connection. If you're on here every single day, I know you're a killer. You're a total killer, too. And you want more out of life. You don't have to be there. You know, that's one thing I want to talk about today is that you don't have to be there. And you'll find out that you are never going to actually be there. And that's the fun of the challenge. Hello, Jeremy and Kristen from Nashville. So good to have you right here on Periscope for your daily dose of MTC, mental toughness conditioning. You don't have to be there, right? I want to talk about mentors who kind of say, you know, they're just grinding you, you know, to be there and maybe even saying that you're not at a high enough level where that's all relative. I want to talk about that a little today as I talk about finding the perfect mentor for you and avoiding the ones who aren't good for you, right? Who aren't going to be helpful in your journey. But mental toughness conditioning is just talking about the things you already know, that you know you should be following up. When you show up here every single day, now I'm going to remind you what your energy level should be like. When you see me and I'm showing up present, that maybe that's what you should do when you're talking about what you're most passionate about, and even when you're not, what you need to, how you need to raise it. And maybe consistency, right? I'm showing up at this time, just like I said, here we are at 56 days in a row, right? Consistency, all these things are just the basic fundamental to success that we all need to implement whatever the next level is for us and no matter what we're shooting for, right? It's mental toughness conditioning. It's raising our standards for all those organizing principles that are universal to success in all areas of life. So that's what this is about. It's about getting good at it and then better and then better and then better. It's not looking for new different strategies that'll cut the process short. You know, that I know there's a lot of people on the internet, maybe they're promising you that, but it's really those organizing principles, the thing that you and I both know that we're talking about today, that we're more conscious. I won't let you go 2 days without thinking about them. Certainly not 3 or 4 days. You don't want to, hey, this is what I need to do, and then before you know it, oh yeah, I thought about that. There's something that triggered me to make sure I started doing more of that and thinking that way. Oh, that was 3 months ago. Can't get those 3 months back. So again, we're showing up every single day as workout partners, right? This is great for me. It makes me step up. It makes me become better. And that's a great strategy for all you leaders out there. Jeremy, Kristen in Nashville, Jim in New Jersey. Good morning, Jim. You know, and all of you people who are aspiring leaders, experts in what you do, you want to change people's lives. Maybe you want to do something like this in the near future or eventually, right? The more you step up, the more you have to walk your talk, right? You can't help but become better. I tell you, I am in such a creative mode right now. I mean, the ideas are just flowing, flowing, flowing. And it seems like, you know, like yesterday, you know, I get up really early, go to bed rather late. I had a mentorship meeting where, you know, I went to one of my coaches last night, got home late, so 3 o'clock in the morning, so 10 o'clock. And I wanted to take a nap in the afternoon, which sometimes I do to lengthen my day. And I was just laying there. I couldn't even, no matter how tired my body was, no matter how I thought it would be good for me in the long run to get a little bit of rest, my mind is going like crazy. And it's all of a sudden, it seems like, I want to think I'm always creative, but right now it's just, I can't even sleep. I'm so excited. And I really attribute a lot of that is that I force myself to show up. And here we are 56 days in a row. I have to think of something. I have to create the art. I got to think about a subject. I got to think about what I'm talking about. Good morning, John. Good to have you here today, sir. Right? And that constantly stepping up, making my, committing to you, I'm going to be here, right? It's that discomfort. It's out of my comfort zone. I don't know how I'm going to do it. You know, Jim, we had a conversation is that, you know, you don't know how you're going to do it. You don't know how well you're going to do it. But what's going to get you to use all your resources, your creativity, your excitement, all the time, emotion, everything, the insight, the lessons of the past, present, and future, the only thing that's going to make you recruit all those assets that you have already had and you can acquire is by putting the heat on yourself, and you're not going to know how to do the next step, right? It's challenging, but it's through those challenges that we gain that MTC Mental Toughness Conditioning. But I have to remind myself, it doesn't matter how many ideas I have or you have, right? Execution, you know, how many ideas have you sat on and you haven't done anything about it, then you see somebody else do it. There's a massive difference between having all these ideas that can't make me sleep, and then 3 months later, it's actually, and is the world is benefiting from it. So I don't get too excited about getting excited. I get excited when I am actually doing it, and it is actually produced. So that's something for you to remember, too. So it's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. Today, I want to talk about mentors. You know, those people in our lives that we can tap in to their insight, their personality, their style, their essence, their strategies, right? Maybe they've achieved something that they want or they're further ahead than us. That's another for you experts out there. All you have to do is be ahead. You don't have to be on my level, or there's a lot of people higher than my level, right? You don't have to be there before you start. You just have to be better than the people who are a couple notches behind you and then continually improve. Right? You don't just stay there, right? So many of you are ready. I can tell you this. Many of you are already to step up and become that leader because you know so much more than those people who are struggling. Just trying to get this mindset, just trying to get the disciplines down. And don't listen, especially my tribe in the bodybuilding and fitness world. Do not listen to those mean, angry, bitter, scarcity mentality trainers out there said, who the hell are these guys thinking that they could step up and help people after just 1 year of competing or 2 years of competing or five shows or one show? Don't listen to them. As long as you know more than the people you're trying to serve, just remember when you first started, you know, just getting yourself to get going. That was the toughest part. And once you got going, right? And that was the toughest part. Once you got going, it became easier and easier and easier. So don't let those old scarcity mentality, old fogies, you know, someone could say, how can you help people? You've only been doing it for 5 years. You've got to be 25 years like me before you can help anybody. Don't listen to them. As long as you can help one person go on your journey and get better and better. I'll tell you, when you've been doing something for a year, right? Of course you're going to improve in 5 years, 10 years. No doubt about it, especially driving yourself. Good morning, Dan. How are you today, sir? Right? Wyatt's glad he's not in the fitness industry, right? You know what? It's not just the fitness industry, Wyatt. It's just that I've got this 25 years. It's the tribe that I built. It's expanded with Manformation, and that's why you're here. So we can put this in any area. You know, if I was a hairdresser, think I could be a hairdresser? Yeah, sure, I could be a hairdresser, right? But if I was a hairdresser, I'm sure this is just human nature just playing out. Right? It's just that I can use specific metaphors and real life examples with the bodybuilding and fitness industry. But right, I am sure this is universal to human nature in all areas of life. So if you're not a fitness guy and I use fitness analogies, let's be a little bit mentally flexible because I am sure that it relates in your areas. And if you're not a fitness person, maybe you should, you know, not become a bodybuilder or anything like that. Maybe you should concentrate a little bit more on your fitness. So maybe me reminding you of these fitness analogies might get you to focus on that area if that's not you right now. Hello, David, right? So as long as you're going on that journey, you can help 5 people, 10 people. There's 7 billion people on the planet. You can give them that start. You're so close and connected to what it took, that courage and that anxiety that you had to take your first step, right? You may be a better coach and a mentor than that guy who's 5 years, 10 years. You know what happens is, when you achieve a lot of success, you go to the next level, next level, next level. Sometimes you get really disconnected on how it feels just to start out. And again, that's sometimes the toughest part about it. You know, I'll tell you, is that one thing as I do my best to add value to your life as a motivational speaker, just a friend, I'm just a guy friend, just talking about life, however you want to describe it, you'll notice the stories and analogies that I use a lot of times are my pain, it's my suffering, and it's something that I'll try to find something that is the same challenge just in this moment in time in my life, right? Because I really think it's important that you connect to, that I connect to your pain. I connect to your story, and there's empathy. You know, I don't want to be, and you know what, I'm going to talk about mentors, right? that just say, just do it, just do it, just suck up, just do it, quit talking, quit thinking, just do it, right? You know what? The bottom line to every mentor, you know, let's just cut all the mentorship out, all the talking, because the key to success in anything in life, anything that you don't have and you want, let's just cut it short. It's just do it. Just execute, right? No more talking, right? If we want to keep it that simple. But obviously, you're a smart person. I want to believe I'm a smart person. And there are things in my life that I wasn't able to figure out that I eventually did. There are things that I still want to go higher that I just haven't quite figured out. It's a mindset. That's why we're here today. We're working on our mindset because you're a smart person who can't figure it out. And, you know, if you are in the fitness world, or if you're not in the fitness world and you're good at something else, you can, and your health and fitness is something that you're challenged with, you're a smart guy. You know, if you're in the fitness world, you have this guy, he's a multimillionaire, he's a mover and shaker, has a great family. He's a smart guy who's successful. For some reason, he can't get the psychology, the mindset. There's something standing in his way of just moving more and eating less, right? I mean, what, you don't think he can figure out? Obviously, it's a little bit more complex than that. Right, and you as a fitness person need to be empathetic to that, not just say, just do it. Because like I said, whether you don't have enough money, just do it. You can't start a business, just do it. You're fat, can't get to the gym, just do it. I mean, look, if it was that simple, then everybody would just do it. Hello, Jorik. How are you doing today? All right. You need a mentor who is also a butt kicker. Yeah, that's great. That's great. And I'm going to talk about it. So let's talk about mentors, choosing the one who is perfect for you and avoiding the ones who aren't. All right. So let's talk about mentors. This internet is filled with so many personalities, so many knowledgeable people, passionate people who want to share their life experiences, their success with you. Hello, Eamon. How are you today, sir? Let me just tell you, first of all, it's your responsibility. It's your job to select the right influences to take you from where you are right now, point A, to point B. It's not the mentor's job to say it to you in the perfect way. So, you know, again, Jorik, if you say you need a butt kicker, or you need someone who has more of an understanding, or someone who has your same values or whatever, it's your job to find that person. The key is if it needs to work for you, right, and not make you feel bad. There's too many people out there that can't figure it out, and the mentors they choose, they're not choosing wisely, and all they're doing is thinking, why can't I do it? They say it's so easy. I just have to just do it. And they come out of it even worse because they can't figure out the mindset that works. So it's not the mentor's responsibility to say it in a way that makes sense to you, that resonates with you. It's not their job. It is 100% your responsibility to find that influence. You should never be talking about a guy talks this way, a girl talks this way, they have this way, you know, blah, blah, blah. There's 7 billion people on the planet. There's many, many people out there who you can use their energy, their experience, their knowledge, their willingness to help you. You can just move on to the next one. It's your responsibility. Have I made that clear yet? Right? This is not about mentor bashing or why people do the things they do, mentors, and how they shouldn't do it. Because the next thing is, I'll just tell you this. The mentor in your life, he should just do his thing or her thing. They shouldn't kowtow. They shouldn't, what does he think or what does he not think? You know, there's 7 billion people on the planet. They should speak their truth, whatever their truth may be. It may not be right for you, but they shouldn't do it to a mass audience. To have that, you know, that fire, that passion, that direct hit with the people they connect with, they should just be them. And, you know, I may not agree with their thinking or doing, but you know what? What they're doing, if they have enough passion, they have a sincere desire to help you, they should just keep on doing what they're doing. And you should do this too as an expert. Just be who you are and have enough faith that the right people will come to you, not trying to be something that you're not to fit a lot of places. That uniqueness in a way, not to be unique, but to be who you really are, whether or not you evolve into something later. Maybe I might be a little bit critical, saying that a mentor isn't really empathetic to the situation. That's my opinion, but I'll just tell you, mentor to mentor, they should just keep on doing exactly what they're doing, because that's how you really hit a nerve, when it's just pure, right from the heart, unfiltered, right? So that's the other thing. Here's the other thing. I was doing up the title of this, and it's like choosing mentors who are perfect matches for you, and avoiding the ones who aren't. And, you know, I put perfect, and I go, there's no such thing as a perfect match. And then I kind of, you know, backed it out. And then I said, you know, right, I got to get as many people watching this to get this information. And I'll make the correction here. But if I don't do now this is some internet marketing. Who doesn't want a perfect mentor for them, right? I'm going to give you the information and the insight that you need to pick that perfect mentor. But if I kind of say, well, a mentor that suits your needs or whatever, right? You're not going to get on the line, right? So I took it out, I reworded it, and then I put it like, no, I'm going to say perfect, so they show up online. Now I'm going to correct myself about perfect. Let me just tell you something. When you go to, I don't know if it's fitness or business, you go to someone you see as a mentor, you are going to find, I don't care how, it's not going to be a perfect match. In perfect match of how they value life, what's important to them versus what's important to you, right? And again, it could be family. It could be time with their family. It could be how much money is a lot of money, how much contribution to the world, how much time they need with friends and family or whatever. You know, it's not their job to match your values perfectly. And like I said, even if it's like they're great risk takers, and risk takers is important, family is important, contribution is important, whatever their values are, how much they pay attention to their fitness, let's say, right? There's a lot of people who really overemphasize that, and it may get in their way, right? They can have those top five values or things that they say that are important to them, and you're saying, yeah, he thinks those are important. That's a great, perfect match for a mentor. Let me just tell you why that's impossible. Because you may have those same exact five if you were to break it down what his most important values are. If they're not in the exact same order, you get a whole different person, right? So something with me, for example, right? I was on the road. I was accomplishing, six-time national champion, connecting with people. You know my story if you've been following this, right? And that's accomplishment. That's hustle. That's grind. That's whatever, making my sacrifices. Those aren't my values anymore. You know, family, spending time with families, with whatever time I have left on this earth, hugging, holding, being present, now I'm not saying everybody should have my values. If those are your values, then here we go. We're getting closer to a perfect match. I'm not telling any mentor how they should live their life, not in any way, shape, or form, right? But I'll tell you, if that's on the top of my list, what do I choose to do? Well, how do I make it work? To make a difference, to provide for my family, right? Well, guess what? You're going to have to get up every single morning at 7 o'clock and be ready to go, having two cameras in front of you, and then having it on a podcast every single day, 7 days a week. That's the only way that you have to creatively think to make it happen with those values, right? To a lot of your business mentors, your fitness mentors, that is not important. They're on an airplane all the time, or they don't even want family, right? And it's okay. It's okay. A mentor can be any way they want to be. Again, it's your job to find the one that influences you, inspires you without making you feel bad about yourself. Like, why can't I figure this out, right? So I'm just telling you, finding that perfect match, even if those same five values are the same, if they're not in the exact same order, you have a different person. Like I said, the business, how I go about my business will be different. If someone, it could be important, but theirs is, I don't know, make a difference any way, shape, or form possible, or make so much money because they're standing for how much money they want to make. And again, I'm not judging. It's just astronomical. They're not going to stop until they're a billionaire. Well, they might push some things down, starting a family, how much time they spend, and that is okay. Here, this isn't about judging the mentors. This is about you using this influence in the right way so it empowers you and doesn't make you feel bad. So those values, it's not going to be a perfect match generally. And if you, but here's the other thing about it: to know what you're getting into when this has this effect on you, because it's not about your mentor, it's about you, right? Is that at the same time, don't criticize your mentor. Well, he doesn't think that's important. Well, he doesn't think that's important. Yeah, well, he's successful because he does that. Again, you know what? There's 7 billion people on the planet. I'm sure there's thousands and thousands of mentors. Just move on to the next one. Don't criticize the mentor for doing his thing. He's the mentor. He's the guy that people are looking at. Don't waste your time criticizing him. If it doesn't work for you, find a mentor that's a better match for you. And at the same time, don't expect perfection, right? I'll tell you, in my story, my journey, as stepping up and trying to help people, right? Bodybuilding training, again, as a bodybuilder for a long time, writing for the muscle magazines and everything like that. You know, I adopted a certain training strategy, right? Very heavy weight, lower reps, not the best form, but it was functional form, right? And I would have so many people around the world, you're doing that wrong. That doesn't work for everybody. You know, who are you are to say doing that? That doesn't work for everybody. You know what? I never claimed that it worked for everybody. The truth of the matter is, when it came to training, genetically, come on. I mean, you don't become world known for what you do as a bodybuilder, drug-free. It's a big world. A lot of people are doing it. You got to have outrageous genetics. Right? And genetics, you know what really, my belief, my mindset and my genetics were so strong, they can give me any training routine. That just happened to be the training routine of the company that I was associated. And I did it, just like I said, I perfected it. It was great for me. I executed and I taught it. But it wasn't the end all be all. It wasn't a one size fits all. I didn't press it down anybody's throat. As a matter of fact, the creator of the program, you know, he'd sometimes say to me, you know what, give them definites. I understand black and white definites are what you guys are looking for, and I understand that that's a great marketing tool to make it like there's one, only one way, and there's no way. But I knew. Hell, you know what? After my first show, after 13 months of training, you know, I was better than these natural pros who've been training for 15 years. Right? So the thing is for me to pound down a training, this is the only way to do it. I mean, that's very narrow-minded thinking of me to think that this is just the way I do it and that you should do it. Right? I knew that, right? But I was the mentor. This is what I do. This is why I do it. These are all the benefits. Right? But I didn't shove it down anybody's throat like it was the only way to go. I do remember one thing is I would talk about hard gainers because so many people would identify themselves as hard gainer. And I wrote an article, you could probably check this out, is like, you know, and I look back, maybe not the most empathetic, but my thing was like, hard gainer, well, you know, look, you are the gainer that you are compared to what? What, Mr. Olympia compared to me? You're not a hard gainer compared to that really skinny guy, right? So I wanted to throw out that term hard gainer. And you know what, although I and all your business mentors who say, just do it, or your other fitness mentors who just say, just do it, right? You know, that's a little not so empathetic of me to say, you know, there's no such thing as a hard gainer or whatever. Now, they're right when they say, just do it. Just get over your BS in your head and just do it. But again, let's just cut. Everybody could just say that. Obviously, it's the mindset. So when you connect with somebody who can just relate to your challenge, it's a lot better setup. So when, you know, I was in the middle and teaching, I would really emphasize structure, discipline, you know, follow through, right? And the systems that I did and the mindset, I would tell you how I'd slap my chest before I would work on what, how I'd write down my goals, because that everybody needs. Everybody to get to the higher level needs that mindset. And so I didn't emphasize the training routine. I let you guys pick which ones that you want. I told you what I did, but I told you with the mindset. That's what I coached. That's what I mentored. The consistency, the discipline, the tenacity, right? Because that's the rocket fuel with any training strategy or any diet. And that's where I spent most of my time, right? I'm in the fitness world all the time. The mindset of some of the mentors, they're, and again, they shouldn't change. This is your job to pick this stuff out, right? And they're telling you things like, this person, he only competed for 2 years and he stopped competing. You know, that was probably because he had an imbalanced life, and that's probably because he only ate bro food, only broccoli and chicken. Can you believe that? You just want to be doing this 10 years down the line, right? And that mentor doesn't understand that they themselves and many people, there's a reason why they go for these goals. And maybe those people do it for 10. Hey, I've done it. Check that off my list. It's time to move to something else. I saw a video of a very popular YouTuber, and it was old when I saw it, but he said, why isn't Skip competing? If he's a natural bodybuilder, he's questioning my natural status. Why isn't he competing until he's 60, until he's 70? You know what? That has nothing to do with it. There, as you can see, there's so many things I want to do with my life. I've got enough out of 15 years competing, right? I had enough of it. It had nothing to do with anything else except for been there. I did that. I accomplished that. What's next? Whose lives am I going to change? What contribution do they make to the world? Had nothing to do with anything, whatever. That's his reality. I guess that's his assumption, right? And so if someone does it for 2 years, that's nothing to do with their diet. You know, maybe they just had enough. Maybe they would maybe have taken me 15 years to understand, or some of these other guys criticizing. Maybe they think, you know what? Whatever I'm doing this for doesn't get to me to my promised land, so I've done it. But the mentor doesn't understand that, and he's throwing all this stuff, his assumption of what the person's going through, a bad mentor, right? You know, just that mentor should just do his thing to the people who want to do it for 20 years and just stay in his lane, right? There are mentors who practically shame you for just not sticking to your diet. And some of these fitness experts, that's all they do. Their identity is, I'm a fitness expert. Here's my body. Look at me on Instagram. Look at me on Facebook. Body, body, body. That's all I am. That's what I do for a living. That's how I make my money. That's everything I am in the world to me. It's a whole different set of conditions than a mother with a housewife and kids who wants to just get in shape, and she's saying, just do it. Well, it's easy for you just to do it when that's all you think about and all you do. That's your mentor. That's your mentor, right? And you go, well, I want connection with my family, whatever. And then they go, they don't even have a family. Not only do they not have a family or a relationship, they tell you, you know, it's okay to be alone. You know, come on. You know what? You got to make yourself, you got to just do what you got to do. You know, look, if that's the life you want to live, then that's the perfect mentor for you. But if you're trying to have a non-fitness related business, and you're trying to have a relationship and be present for your kids, right? Like be there connecting because you even want kids, or even be there for your husband or your wife. Be there, like really think about what it is they want in life rather than thinking about you got to leave for the gym in 5 minutes and how dare they want to talk about something during your gym time, you know? Then maybe that's not the right mentor for you, because there are mentors out there. If you just keep on looking, he won't jam it down your throat. Now, Jorky said, you want a kick-ass mentor. If that works for you, that's the bottom line. Hey, you know, I have my suggestions on what will take to find the quote-unquote perfect mentor. But the bottom line, if it works for you, it works for you. Anybody works for you. Let's take it outside of the fitness world, in the business world. I tell you, it's like, you know, so business is really important to me, marketing and things like that. And, you know, they're wildly popular. Because you know what? I'll tell you. You want to hear some more expert tips. Just be crazy passionate. Just talk like there's no other way. That's the way, because most people don't have they don't have direction. Their mind is very malleable, right? And if you inject a direction, they'll just take it like sheep. You know what I mean? So that's the key as an expert, right? And I'm going to assume they really believe what they want to believe. And this guy talks, and he's massively popular, and he talks about entrepreneurship, and he's like, you don't have, man, I hear these people, you're not this, blah, 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 blah. You know, it's like almost, this is what you got to do, this is what you got to think, and almost you don't qualify type thing, right? And then he says, you know, I've never had a regular job in my life, right? Well, hey, good for him. He has no idea what it's like to have a job that you feel you're stuck in. Really, I mean, look, the bottom line, again, is always going to be just do it. Just take a chance. Just do it. But is that what you need? When you're hanging on to your security structure, you're a person who needs more structure. Wouldn't it be better to find a mentor who used to be in your shoes and then he broke his way through and he can, like, tell you, give you that kick in the butt, Jorg, that you need? But at the same time, he doesn't almost shame you. He has that empathy that, you know, he's been there. And I know the way you think, and what I have to do is this, this, and this. There are that perfect mentor out there, not the one that makes you feel like a dork because you can't figure it out. Right? Fitness people, you're smart. You make a lot of money. You have a great family. Don't let some fitness expert, just because you can't get to the gym and you have too many pounds, don't make them feel like you're an idiot, because obviously you're not. Right? Find a mentor who can understand and be empathetic for the challenges that you're going through, and give you the kick in the butt. Because bottom line is, again, I'll just say it again, it's just doing it, right? You know, here's another thing. So, you know, my wife was a national level figure competitor, group leader, personal trainer. You know, that was her identity. That was her life, right? Eating, training, eating, talking about it over and over again, right? And then you know my history, right? My little girl, Brooklyn, my son, Jace, that's how they're going to grow up, right? Now, all the ways that we prioritize fitness, why it's on our values, I mean, who the hell knows why it's so important? Is it because it really doesn't really matter at this point? We will live an example. We will show them that it's possible. Maybe we'll show them that it's possible to be fit and eat right and make time for the gym. But there'll be things that we don't do that are important to you, right? But the whole thing about, is it possible to be fit and happy? And I want to show our kids and my wife and I that we're happy and we're, you know, whatever we do to be fit, but more than just that, right? Where we love, we connect, you know, dad contributes to the world and is successful and creates options for our family. And I want to be more than just fit, but I think the fit part, because it's so in my wife and I, our habits, that just through osmosis, just by observing, right? And I'll tell you, that's why those influences when you're younger, they're so damn important, because there's a million things to figure out. Right? And some of them you can stop and say, I'll never do it like my parents. And some of them you'll say, yeah, I want to do it just like my parents. But the vast majority of those million things, they're just like osmosis. You're going to be doing them, and then you wake up one day and people say, you're just like your mother. You're just like your father. Yeah, because you may have caught 2 or 3 or 10 things that you wanted to do just like them, and then you wanted to do, and then not do 10 things like them, but you missed the rest of the million things. From how to walk, talk, act, how to prioritize, how to look at the world, how to judge things. You know, that's why the influence is so important. But the point that I'm saying is, it's going to be possible for them to be fit and to be happy and to be productive because of what they saw, you know, growing up. Right? Their whole, everything is mindset. This is what this is. It's mental toughness conditioning. It's about mindset, right? They have an unfair advantage going into life, and if they're a fitness expert, they say, just do it. And I see that in the business world. Someone goes, just do it, man. Gotta just do it. You're not an entrepreneur, man. You gotta get the grind, get the hustle, right? And you know, you had parents that just had some crappy jobs, if even that, right? And you don't have through osmosis. And then you find out that kick-ass business guy, entrepreneur, you know, his father or his mother was some kick-ass entrepreneur. He grew up just watching that. And that's the guy making you feel bad because you can't figure it out. See, it's not about the mentor. You know, like I said, do their thing. Who the hell am I to tell them what to do? It's working for them. They got a massive following. They should continue doing that. This isn't about them. This is about you understanding that, right? Go to a mentor who is like you. You know, like I said, I mean, like with me, why are you here, right? I'm a guy who always kind of felt that I was pretty good, but damn it, I had to get that extra edge to become better. I don't think I'm this totally gifted and everything came to me. Good, But I wasn't satisfied with good. I was grinding myself. It was just like, here's where I wanted to be. And it's like, it was always out of reach. That's why I put so much emphasis on that. If that's you, maybe we're a good fit, right? Like I said, bodybuilding, genetics, how to win a contest. Look, like I said, you know, I was better when I started probably than where most of you would be 5 years telling me about, you know, just getting there, this was a champion. I can tell you about the discipline to take it to higher and higher levels, but you know what? I may not. You should find a hard gainer or someone who's skinny like you. And if you're a skinny guy, right, you see these skinny experts, right, or they're really thin, they've never were fat, whatever, and they're telling you can eat anything you want, right? And they always have pictures of them eating their ice cream and all their bullshit, whatever, whatever, whatever. Now, it's not that the math of the calories and the macros don't work out. It's just that, just like, you know, if you have this really pretty woman, right, who has this perfect shape and she eats anything she wants, and then she gets on YouTube and telling you can eat anything, well, look at me. Well, you know what, if a woman did that, right, she would be murdered, right, right, to make it sound so easy. Sometimes it's the psychology that, oh, my mentor says I can eat all these foods, but it doesn't apply to you and your genetics. We all can eat. Some of us can eat whatever we want, and it'll have less of an effect than others, right? And it's not about the math of calories or macros. It's just a mindset that I can be lax. Well, some people can be more lax than others. You know, obviously, you know, just like when you age, you can be more lax when you're younger than when things slow down with older. Well, nobody's metabolism is the same. And if your mentor is some guy who has this really fast metabolism, and he's, again, it's not about the math of the calories and the macros. It's the psychology about how loose you can be, right? That's your mentor. You may want to get a guy who maybe is a little chunky. I never, and they're probably out there, but I've never seen the mentors who are naturally chunky. Here's a picture of me and chunky, and I eat anything I want all the time, right? So you want to get as close to the match as the mentor that you can. You know, like, so I think about, well, what can I help these guys with? Well, you know what? Until I was 34 years old, I had a job as a grocery store manager. I worked my way, became the youngest manager of this chain, and I broke off to be an entrepreneur years ago. I had to go through that grind and that self-doubt of security or whatever. It's not an easy thing to do. And I know many of you are sitting there, right? Someone who's been an entrepreneur from birth, basically, they're not going to identify with the mindset, because everything is mindset, right? What you're going through to help you push you through the other side. You know, are you going to settle? Are you going to go for the gene? I know. I mean, I remember my last day working there for 15 years. I sat in the parking lot for about an hour. It was my last day, and I'm thinking, what the hell am I doing? Right? Okay. See, a guy who's an entrepreneur, he can't even imagine ever being in that parking lot. And that mental edge is what you're going to need to push you through the other side. You know, if you can't find relationships, right? You know, you're a lonely guy, right? I mean, you're going to get advice from the confident guy who's relatively good looking. You know, he's got a whole different mindset of how it works. You know, I would never try to give advice like that. I always had plenty of girlfriends. But what I could help is that, you know, the thing about me, I had so many girlfriends, and it wouldn't go anywhere. It made me really look deep inside about my trust issues, my issues from pets that were pushing away. I would get them and then keep them at a distance, and all the good ones would say, I want more closeness. You know, it's if you have the privilege of not, you having a plenty of options, but you can't get close and you can't figure it out, well, that's something that I could probably help you with, right? Rather than some, you know, some good-looking guy who's just naturally confident trying to tell you, hey, girl, just approach him. It's easy. It's easy, right? All right? So there's a big difference, though, between actually attracting girls and actually opening yourself up, understanding what's wrong with you and how it's not them, it's you that's getting in the way of that closeness. And, you know, I know a lot of guys with that challenge, getting older, you know, that's my point. So Jurek says, I'm a chick magnet. See, so that's why I want to clarify that. I just want to be clear is that, first of all, I'm not a chick magnet, but I have to say that I was able to attract, you know, girls, right? And then push them away, and that would end. And actually, maybe it came too easy for me that I just said, ah, there's just another one that'll come along. And I, you know, like some of these things, like, just got to be happy. If you don't find the perfect one, just keep on waiting. That a lot of fitness experts tell you that bullshit, right? You know, maybe that was my problem because I was quote-unquote a chick magnet, which I don't think I was necessarily a chick magnet. Well,